Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, dear Christian friends, Chippy was a parakeet that never saw it coming. Yet one second he was just perched so gently in his cage on that little roost, enjoying life to the fullest. The next second, he was sucked in and washed up and blown over. What happened? Well, Millie, Chippy's owner, decided to clean Chippy's cage with a vacuum cleaner. She removed that brushy little attachment from the end of the hose, opened the cage and started, you know, doing the job to get all the junk off the bottom of the cage when the phone rang. So she turned to grab the phone, and as she said hello in the phone, she hears, and Chippy is gone. Chippy got sucked into the vacuum. Well, Millie, of course, gasped and hung up quickly, turned off the vacuum and opened up the bag. And there was Chippy, still alive, but stunned for sure. Now, the bird was covered with dust and hair and all the other gunk you find in your vacuum bags. So Millie quit, reached down and picked him up and ran into the bathroom, turned on the tap, and put him under the faucet to wash him off. Oh, goodness. Then, realizing that the bird is now soaked and starting to shiver, she does what any good, conscientious parakeet owner would do. She gets the hairdryer and whoosh, blows the bird to get it dry. Poor Chippy never knew what hit him. Well, a few days after the trauma, the gal who, or Millie, the person that Millie was talking to, called to find out how Chippy is doing. Well, she replied, "Chippy doesn't sing much anymore." He just sits there and stares. Well, who can blame him? Sucked in, washed up, and blown over. That's enough to steal the song from the stoutest heart. Things happen in our lives, and they come along when we least expect them, don't they? And I think when those things happen, we probably feel like Chippy, sucked in, washed up, and blown over, the song stolen from our heart as well. Today's gospel lesson reminds us of the stilling of the storm. I imagine there are probably a few here this morning who could give testimony to that aspect in their lives where they went through this same kind of ordeal, this same kind of situation, this same kind of peril where they felt a bit like the disciples in the boat that morning, afraid, vulnerable, a decidedly sinking feeling. I would venture to guess you all know what it's like to feel that way. Storm-tossed and turned and this way and that. You wonder if you're ever going to come out of the storm and get to the calmer waters again. Well, we saw the panic-stricken disciples' reaction. Goodness sakes, they shouted to Jesus over the roar of the storm, "Teacher, don't you care that we are dying?" A storm at sea. Few things are more terrifying than a storm at sea. Now, storms at any time are scary enough, to be sure. But you add that dimension of all the deep water beneath you and the howling winds and the waves coming over you, the terror is magnified many times over. Now, we remember some of the disciples were fishermen. I don't know if that's good or bad in this case. If they were fishermen, they would have known just how easily even a good boat could capsize in a storm like that or be swamped by the waves. They probably had friends, former fishermen, who had gone through that same thing and lost their lives in storms at sea. They probably knew the law of the ocean. You get swamped in a storm and you die. But what is Jesus' reaction? He's calmly sleeping on a cushion in the back of the boat. For a moment, Mark focuses his attention on this sleeping Jesus. Jesus asleep during this violent, horrible storm. That's amazing in itself. How can you sleep through that? Well, my wife says, you know, after a storm passes over, how did you sleep through that? Well, I was tired. Tired that when I hit the pillow, I went to sleep and stayed asleep. Maybe Jesus was tired. He hit the pillow and went to sleep. He rests totally in the loving arms of his heavenly Father. But don't pass that off as something only Jesus had because of his divine nature, because he is God. Remember, he's also human, 100% human, just like you and me. He is not immune to pain. He was not immune to suffering. He was not immune to turmoil as well. And he sleeps. Why? Because he knows that whatever happens in his life, God is in control. Boy, wouldn't it be great if we could all work like that when we're under attack? Mark makes this big point of contrasting the terror and the panic of the disciples over and against the serenity and peacefulness of Jesus. Jesus gets up. I don't know if that means he stood up. Kind of an odd thing to do in a storm, wouldn't it? Anyway, Scripture says he gets up. And without even answering their question, "Don't you care that we are dying?" he demonstrates how much he cares. By speaking that word to the wind and to the sea, he rebukes them. So I don't know if that means he said, "Peace, be still." Or maybe he said it, "Peace, be still." But you see what happens? It's calm. It's calm. Jesus brings a peace and a calm to those terrified and panic-stricken disciples. A little side note here. In ancient literature, the word storm always meant the power of chaos, the raging of all that is evil breaking through. You see, the word storm carried a lot of baggage in ancient literature. What it tells us is that Jesus has power over all that is evil and chaotic, and his peace brings a calmness and a serenity and a safety that we probably had never experienced before. So here we are 20 centuries later, and when we read this story, we perhaps think of ourselves and the chaos that overtakes us at times. And our reaction really isn't all that much different than that of the disciples. We react so much of the same. Lord, don't you care that I'm about to die? Don't you care? Yeah, we landlubbers run into times of distress that seem to absorb every ounce of energy that we have. We know what it's like. When it happened, we might have been pretty angry with God. We may have wanted to curse him like we've never cursed anyone before. We may have wanted to abandon him, but boy, he never abandoned us. You see, Jesus doesn't let us down. He gives us peace, something inside that says, it's okay. You can manage. It'll be all right. I'm here for you. We'll get through this together. And like that boat that was on the brink of being smashed into pieces, we now just kind of gently rock to and fro. And we are at peace.